Yeah, it's mine. You know that the sugya of Yichud, of Talmud Torah, Luma Shah Mitzvahs, Snap of the Shema'an, this is the Shema'an, you know, you want to learn up the same Kaf, mantra of the same Kaf, but the Yichud of Talmud Torah, that's the Chari Shalom, the view pointed out, we start from Yichud of Talmud Torah in the Avodah in Mechanes HaYeser and continue on to Malkus and to Tshuva. So, neither do you do you leave, start thinking about Malkus or Rosh Hashanah. In Rosh Hashanah we're going to daven and we're going to similar to Ata Hashem levadecha al kol ma'asecha. Me and you, all of us, Siyata Deshmai, Chazdei Chesra Hashem, Obizeichet Mimavakesh, and Hashem should rule over the world, Levadecha. Alone. Before Hashem ruled alone, so who else ruled with the Kaddish Baruch? Who else ruled with the Kaddish Baruch? It's Kama Pirushim. Pirush Akarov. It's a little before in the Tefillah, right before. It's Yechein Tzadikim. As we say, Cholarisha Kula Ka'oshon Tichle Kisavir Memshele Zodin Minaretz. Lost a Tichle Tzviya. Cholarisha Kula Ka'oshon Tichle Kisavir Memshele Zodin Minaretz. We say that when the rat and the ovel will disappear and dissipate, that will be when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ma'avir Memsheles Zodim. We talk about another rulership. Memsheles Zodim. Then we say, V'simlecha Ata Hashem Levadecha. So what is this Memsheles Zodim? So the Mefarshim say, this Memsheles Zodim is nothing else, nothing other than the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is, it has a Memsheles Zodim. He is the archenemy of the Borei Olam. He's our archenemy. He's the greatest misnaged, the greatest adversary of Malchus Shemayim and the Bria. And unfortunately, I called my daughter one of the Tavod of it, but definitely hard for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a Memshal. He gave him a rulership. He gave him sovereignty. Say this also in the Tfilas and the Chazor Sashatz and the Piyutim Rosh Hashanah called Melech Elyon. We refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Melech Elyon in the middle, closed down Kodesh, and we talk about Melech Evyon. We talk about a poor king. He's not a Melech Elyon, he's a Melech Evyon. He doesn't really have an independent autonomy. He got it from the Borei Olam, that's why he's called a Melech Evyon, but he has a Malchus. That's the Yitzhar. That's the Memshel Zodin. The Borei Olam gave us ability to rule over us, and he rules over to us like the Chovas Levavos describes in Shai Yichud HaMaisa, Perakei, where he titles the Yetzer as the Soini HaGadol, your greatest person who hates you the most, your enemy, who, say in words of English, he's absorbed internally within you. That's why he is your greatest enemy. He's absorbed within you, and he's totally deceptive. You can never know when he's coming. He many times thinks he's a chavrusa, he's a rebbe, more or less as the Chavos Lavos said. He comes to you with all kinds of good aces, like he's your friend. And you can't even discern him. He's a spy that's hidden in between him. You think he's the prime minister calling the shot, he's a spy, b'chal, he's working for Iran. He's somebody the opposite of you. He rules. And right now, so much of what goes on in the world, so much of the evil that goes on in the world is a direct Tetzah, direct Telada of the rulership of the Yitzhar. And the Mavakesh was Simlecha Ata Hashem Levadecha. Mavakesh, and that's what we're working on, to be people who live, who align themselves with the Malchus Shemayim, to do our part in fighting against the Mechemes HaYetzer, to be able to be Mekabel the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not the Malchus of the Yetzer. How do we do that? More about Mavasa to find him out. Sivaita, the power of Yitzhar. Gemara Bavas Tazayin is talking about Sugya of Yiv. Mazdash in the Pasuk in Yiv, the Pasuk Shnei. Al daitcha ki lo yersha. The Yiv said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Al daitcha ki lo yersha. It's on your das that I won't become a rasha, I won't be rishus. Ve'im yiyot chamatzah. And no one can save me from you. Yiv is talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Omer lo. Because Yiv lifters kolayim kulim and adim. Yiv had a taina to pater himself from any tefiyah on him for other averus he did, and kolayim kulim. He was a defense attorney. Amal lefanav yivar l'shel. Baroso shor pasoisav zdugas. Baroso chamor pasoisav kudas. Taino. Yushaf, you created a behemoth Torah. It's tar. And you also created a behemoth tomato. It's tummy. Doesn't have a choice. Baroso gan eden. Baroso gan. In the same vein, you created Gan Eden. That's the place for tzaddikim we're going to go. Barosa Gehenna. Barosa tzaddikim, barosa rishoyim. You created tzaddikim. They're tzaddikim, you know. Moshe really from birth. He's a tzaddik, right? No choice. Yeah, no choice. Barosa rishoyim. Man, there's me. Rishoyim. And there's people who are rishoyim. Mi ma'akav al yotcha. It's all up to you. This is the Yiv's telling Kaddish Baruch Hu. Zok Rashi. Lifter as kalam kul medina shal Kaddish Baruch Hu. Loimeh. She'anusim heim ayinei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're forced. She'HaKadosh Baruch Hu boro yitzahara. This memshel is other. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created yitzahara. Do you know what goes through my mind? Do you know what I get up with every single day? Do you know what associations I have about the past elves? Oh, it's a worst case. Mochi kamar da'it chakal yasha and he's a chofetz la yisa rasha. The Yiv turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, it's you, it's up to you, it's your fault. In other words, you have no time on us, we don't deserve again. Speaking of Gemara, you've had a good time. What do we answer? Ma hadu lechavri liyiv. The chavirim of Yiv, representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu side, they answer Yiv. Af ato tofe yira v'tigre sichu v'neikel. Baruch. The Fnekel. You are the strong year, the Tivisich of Nekel. What's the answer? Borach and Shboch, a famous Chazal, Borach and Shboch, who eats a ra, Borach and Shboch. Very important to know the placement of this Chazal said, because a lot of you here since you were a kid. Borossi eats a hora, Borossi, Tarata. Yiv came and he said that this Memshel is older is impossible. I'm sure everyone in this room could add on many, many more descriptions to the kind of Yiv that they feel they're in Nusim. They feel there's no way to get out of the stronghold of Yitzhar. And Kadosh Baruch Hu, Chavirim of Yiv, they answered him, you're right, that is correct. There's only one answer. You're right. You're understand right. There's one answer. It's not me, I always say, it's not. It's not. It's one thing. Bal choyd mafrei ogoyva. Yavo ogoyva. Talmudar. Baros ilay yitzahar. Baros ilay teretah. You're right. Ba'etzem, this memshol is impossible. You have one hope. You have one hope. Baros ilay yitzahar. I can't create it, so you're right. But I created a solution, and this is your answer. And you have the power, and it's all totally entire. Dino, let's open up this again. We're seeing, just like we saw last month, repeatedly, that the Torah stands in its own class in so many different areas. We showed countless areas, endless areas. But the Torah has its own Gedarim. So in the Mechemes HaYetzer also, Torah is in its own Talmud, Torah is in its own class. Be'etzem, the Yitzhar has a memsholes, a zodin, that the Gemara in Kedushin says that the mensch himself can't defeat the Yitzhar. Yitzhar is tremendously powerful. The talent of the Yitzhar and the ability of the Yitzhar to be machdios, the way he uses the brilliance of all the systems and the strategies that he uses is impossible. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us, and how does he help us? He says, the Yitzhar, the Torah, not the Torah. To do with it, and Mizrach Sharm adds the Tesefes. Mizrach Sharm Tesefes Pshat and Kavanah. Mizrach Sharm Perkei. See these years. It's Marachim of this Chazal. And he adds in Amok. Zeh ki abori is Baruch Shemoi. Shabor Yitzhar Hara Bodom. Who Shabor Atar Tavuva? First of all, he's going to continuously stress this. Pesh also va Pesh Yisrael. Who created the Yitzhar? This Yitzhar again, there's nothing like the Yitzhar. There's no Balkishin like the Yitzhar. Who created the Baruch? The same Baruch Hu created the Yitzhar, he created also the Torah. Moshe Abu Chazal, Barossi, Yitzhar, Barossi, the Torah, Zochter, Mizr Shah, we need Hoshigu. Shema Boyri, Lebor, Lamaka, Zu, El Rufuzu. We don't find anywhere else there are certain things that help to fight the Yitzhar. Yes, there are many different things that Chazal say that are Milchemes Yetzer. But the Lashon Refuah, that it's a cure for the Yetzer, that it's a thorough cure for the Yetzer, is reserved to one and only commentary. Shemabur lebor lamakazu elof wazu. The Efsher, here is the Hagosha of Ramchal. The Efsher, b'shum ponim, shirape ha'adam mizoyis ha'malka bilti zoyis ha'refuah. And he's very clearly, very strong, coming adamantly, the Raval, Tishtel Lezebek. That if anyone thinks they're going to try any other Pa'ulas in the world, they're going to work on the Midas, they're going to work on the Banam L'Chaveiroi, they're going to work on Tefillah, they're going to work on all other things, there are so many other things, and they're not going to include Torah. Many other things overlap with Torah, so again, we don't get into the problem, but they're going to leave out Torah. They have no chance. No chance. I know. Yisrael's going to Madgish. It's not only that Torah is also a refuah, or even it's the most likely, it's the most liable, most prone to be Rabbi. It's the only, it's exclusive right as a monopoly. It's the only total solution and remedy for the Yitzhar. The Efshe b'shumpanim shirope adam izoyis hamaka built izoyis refuah. You think you're frumer than the eight, then you see the Shashar? You think you're frumer than the eight, you think you can learn Musa the whole day? Yeah, Musa is Talmud Torah, also part of it. But Lu Yitzur person is going to learn Musa in a way, let's say, from Mavatl. We could be Marachin if someone's still befrat, but he's being Mavatl Torah when he's learning Musa. You could see tremendous progress. You're not going to feed the Yitzur. He's Marachin. The year to usul b'soif kashi yomis b'cheta. The sharm is merhamis. You're going to think that you're getting better, and you're going to think you're defeating the Yitzhara, but you're wrong. You're going to be deceived, you're wrong. You're going to die at the end. You're going to die b'cheta. The Yitzhara is going to get you, he's going to crawl underneath you, he's going to come from his nim, and he's going to chop you, because you haven't really defeated him. You didn't take the remedy that defeats him, that the deals are ugly. Kini Yitzhara b'emes chazaku ba'adam oid. When we believe here, he creates the Nakuda we bought from the Chavis lovers. The Yidosi shall Adam Hoyluchu Miskaber by Vishodar Allah. He is conniving, he is deceptive. You don't see him. He may ask a toll call at the Bula Shabolam, Lika Harfu, Shinivis, Lashiatur, Kamish Kasanti, Layeda, Layagish, Tiboris call you. He gives his famous Mashal Mazadoyim. Lachoylo, Shadarish Barachim. Person had terrible, terrible sickness, disease, cancer. Shadarish Baroyev, when he found this one famous doctor in some place in America, and he went, Bikir Bacholya, Armalay Shika Samzan, he said, this is the only remedy. Vahum, he built a Shatikin Layadiyah Bamalech Zafur, in this prison. He says, okay, I think, no, I really, I hear that's what the big doctor is saying, but he's dealt with millions of cases of cancer, but I know better. I'm going to take something else. Eliyah Hassam Ahu. ויקח מה שיהיה לו עכשיו תהיה בן הסמם, אבל יום מוס החוי לאו פעלה. כן, נעד דוב רזי. And he means the mush is much worse. The mush is not as good. Ki ein mi shemake b'choli yitzahara, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu created it. The doctor never created the sickness. At the most, the doctor knows the sickness better. He has more experience in the sickness than any other person. The Baruch created the disease and the sickness called the Yitzhara. Ye ein mi shemake b'choli yitzahara, they don't could possibly know the Yitzhara. U'b'kori chamud kebay ala boiru shabroi. Who is the runner who should have fooled the Torah? Mi eifoi yanicho. Who is the nar? Who is going to let them yigach ma shigach zvoz ad yichya? Vadai shechoshe, vadai shechoshe chachum yisgeil lech yiv bolo madregach madrego. Vulu yoven ad shei ad shei emotzi shakua bero berochik mene emes herche godom shafilo hu rei dvorm lo yal ovi do vach kashem yitz. The Yitzhara has an Yitzhara called the Torah. Tonight we're not going to be marching in how exactly the Torah affects the Torah. But let's just throw in that it's a remedy, it cures it at its root. It's not just like Advil that deals with the symptoms, not the Sibra. It cures the Torah and the Sibra at its root. Rather, the Torah doesn't give up and comes back and says, I don't want more Torah, I don't want more. But it cures the Torah of them at its root. Rashi, previous Gemara we just mentioned here. The Gemara says, Barossi Torah Tavlin, Rashi is an Adish. Barossi Torah back in Baba Basa, Hing Tavlin Shima Ve'atah, tell us Esir Hude Asir. The Amar Ba'am and Pada Chod Menugo, Nuvu, which was Gemara Gedushan, you see the answer. Rashi is an Adish. I mean, like, my thought process, is messed up. My whole thought process is messed up. I don't have a chance. An other's mashav is the shirish of his being. Torah hits that also. Torah is mevatel es hirhuli asher. The person who learns Torah to the body, the Yitzhar is taken away from the root. The Yitzhar is south from the root. Zogt in the Seir Sharm, it's exclusive and it's guaranteed. It's not echod. If you're trying to fight the Yitzhar and you haven't included Talmud Torah, you're off, you're gone. Zoftim is Yisrael. He's pushing that. You're stupid. What are you doing? They Shar, Pesh, also Pesh Iter. And the Shmuel created the Yitzhar and he said Torah is the power. You understand it or you don't understand it. You understand how Baal Choy, Mal Mekanu Rabon, Mafrehu Goive, Shibudim is going to be Mesakin. Your Yitzhar for Taiva. You've been nishul so many times looking in the internet. How in the world is Mekanel Abom, Afreu Goiva? How is that going to take care of that? You want to sound like a Dervo? Who created the Dervo? Where are they? Who created the Yitzhara? Who created the stronghold that it has on us? Where are they? And he says, Barossi loy Torah Tavle. The Barossi says, Barossi loy Torah Tavle. If you don't try it, you're lost. And if you do try it, you're in the right place. This added agush and the Yitzhar in the Messiah Shah, the Gemara means exclusive. The Gemara says, Barossi, Teretavah, means it's the only Yitzhar and it's guaranteed. Chara, he's coming, L'chara, he's coming from the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin has Tesef, the Gemara in Baal Basra. The Gemara in Kedushin. Lamin and Beis, after bringing Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amar Lehem B'ni Barossi Yetzer Barossi B'Torah Tavlin, and Ezim, Vim Atem Oiskim B'Torah Ein Atem Nimsar B'Yodah. If you're Oiskim Torah, you will not be given over to the jurisdiction of the Yetzer. Shenem Alayim Tetiv Seis, Mein Atem, and Leitim Tetiv Seis, the second half, Vim Ein Atem Oiskim B'Torah Atem Nimsar B'Yodah. Shenem Alayim Pesach HaTasoy Beis. Well, first off, let's see the Shem. First and all the way. If you do be a Yisrael Torah, ain't that them serve you? It's guaranteed. It's a chain. If you don't, you're lost. Don't think of all the strategies in the world, all the brilliant plans. There is no other remedy for Yisrael. For the Yisrael. Anil Mandizeh. is that whenever any Ben Torah, is coming to make a chizik all year round. And Befrat, we're talking about El, where it's probably not just a chizik, a person's coming to revamp his whole chiyus, his whole chiyus and Torah and mitzvahs. If you leave out Torah, something's wrong with you. If you don't have the idea, if there's a basic supposed to be one of the kinyonim of a Ben Torah that he walks out of the Elyon Yeshivas with, is that every single chizik that you ever make has to include Torah. That doesn't mean the only thing you worry about is Torah. Is tefillah? Is midas? Many times midas affect your Torah. But the question is it going to include Torah? Is the Torah going to be a central part of my chizik? What comes out of what we just built is that yes, it has to be. This is one of the basic things I got from my Rebbe, I got from the Rosh Yeshiva of Nosan Tzvi. Came out never was there a shmooze that Torah wasn't also mentioned. And the reason is because of this. Again, we've been speaking about this, you have to be oikah, there's also atzis yetzer. It's not some fun thing. Torah. Rosh Ha'ili knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, we need to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Barasi, Yitzhahar, Barasi, Torah, Tavon. Are you going to be an idiot and not include this in what you're trying to find the Yitzhahar? It's Chochma. It's not a Fum Zach. If somebody in their Avodas Hel, if somebody doesn't come, you want to know, I don't know if he's going to come this year, but if Rav Dov Landau is going to come, you want to know why half of his shmooze is going to be a shtickle Torah. You want to know why it's going to be a shtickle Torah if he comes in these pizza service in Tshuva. It's not just a frum thing. He knows what Melchemes HaYetzer is about, he knows what Tshuva is about, and it has to include Torah. Zemar de Kamashal. Let's say Mamashal. That brings out this Nakuda. It's Mashkiach, it's a song. It was a Venus in Hebrew. Shlita, it's a Mashkiach in the Shiva, and the Shiva Sinai, it's a song. And he put out a conscious and truth a bunch of years ago. And in the back he has a Mashal. And listen to what he said. But I'll simply in this Nakuda, very prone to make a toy smith. Let's say over the Moshe. Say little like a Moshe. A Maisa Shaloi Hoya. There was once a factory, a company with textiles for the fabrics. It was fair. It was a company that was so cool. When business was down, it was a year the business was very down. And the accountant calls up the boss and he notifies him that you're not so far away from bankruptcy. Really, the sales are really, really down, and looking really bad. You have to do something. You have to revamp. Most calls the manager. And the manager contacts the financial advisor. He says, no, I'm just going to read it. So he says, you have to bring in their people, some people. This is their tchum. This is their expertise. You know how to revamp, you know, foreign businesses, foreign companies. You have to go and hire one of these experts. Bring him in. Let him see business, then live there a bunch of weeks, maybe months, and learn up what has to be done, make a business advice. Okay, so sure enough, the next day comes in an ad in all the papers. And this famous company, this is one of the major textile companies in the country. This famous company is looking for this expert. In all the papers. So sure enough, of course, they're a very esteemed company, so they get a lot of applications. And the manager looks through all the applications and catches his eye. One specifically catches his eye. A young guy with a lot of experience, but the Ikun Kuda that caught his eye is that this person, just a few months before, he quits working for the top competitive company. Not the other competitive company that also worked in textiles. He even worked in there. So he saw what's a great idea. This person has a lot of experience and knows their competitor, and they were very successful and still successful. Hire this guy. So that's what we're going to bring in. His name is Jack. This guy, Jack. Okay. Comes in. He says, okay, I have to first learn up, see what's going on here. He says, probably after 2 weeks, he comes up with first conclusion, first eitzah, he says, I see the morale of the workers is tremendous, ramsy now. They're working, they're cold, there's nothing going on, there's nothing. We have to be much more motivated. You have to bring in coffee machines. Vendors, you have to redo the painting, the lighting, bring music. Don't put up, make it a geschmack. You know, you gotta change around, it's the old. You guys are working with the same, you gotta hire up the morale, okay? Spends thousands of hours with all these things. Okay, next. A month later, he comes in and he says, "Fuck, that there's a big discrepancy between the output of the fabrics that we're putting out and the and what comes in, what we're putting into the factory, raw material for it. It's not the same amount. It must be this gnevus going on. Somebody, one of the workers in this, you have to start installing video cameras all over the entire thing. Of course, then another $50,000." All your mamash in every corner of the thing means that we can't be getting far enough. Okay. He studies and he learns it up for another month, and then he comes out and he says, I discovered another big zach. One of the major machines, this guy would have acted as huge machines. One of the machines is like close to kicking its leg, it's mamash. The output is garbage. You have to replace it. Yeah, of course. Another real expensive machine, $100,000. He replaces that machine a week later. The accountant calls and says, fire me, bankrupt. That's it, we help. We finish. The boss calls the manager. He starts shrugging him. He says, no, I told you. Look what happened. What went wrong? So instead, let's go back to the financial advisor we asked. And he called. He said, the problem, manager. I says, did you do what I told you? Yeah, did you hire a guy? He says, yeah. He says, tell me what happened. What did he do? He says, tell me that. He told us to get the lights, to get the machines. He told us gnevus. He told us new machines. So the financial advisor looks and he says, what's that? Look, what do you produce? What do you produce? Fabric. We didn't ask you about fabric. We didn't ask you about fabric. We didn't study the fabric and see if it's a good quality. He didn't study the raw materials that you put in to make the fabric, what are they? He didn't look at the customer bikush in the consumers, what type of fabric they're doing. I don't understand this guy. He tried to fix everything except for the thing that you're doing with the fabric. Every other zaitig zach, which might be mashpia, they might be influential, but the ikur zach that you're putting out, your ikur weapon, your ikur koyach, your ikur zach, your ikur thing. That's on the boss desk, perhaps you think, one second. What else will happen? Same people, I fell for it. This guy didn't quit from the competitive company, obviously. The competitive company planted this guy. They saw that we were trying to revamp. We were going to have these hats again in the back of the line. So they planted this guy to do players, to re-distract us. Once we're coming to talk and make a better compilers, that's something to distract us. And so I check if we're going to all click us and invest in Zaytig Zach instead of investing in the center, in the Merkaz, in our eco weapon, in our powerhouse, where we are. This is what the Eitzar does to us very often during El and very often during El. It becomes El. Lashon Hara, we're going to work on Lashon Hara. Work on Shana. Benching from a bencher. We're going to work on benching from a bencher. I'm not talking about Kabbalah's name. We're going to work on benching from a bencher. We're going to work. What is the Iker? Talmud, Torah, Keneged, Kulam. Ein lecha mida, Toiva, Heimena. We spoke about last week. Last month. Barossi, Loyei, Tahara, Barossi, Loyei, Torah, Tavlin, Zakhti, Vesi, Yashar. There's no other way. Lashon Hara is a major thing. The machines are a major thing. The morale of the workers, they're major zachid. But that's all when you're also working on the ikar. How could you miss the ikar and work on the zaitig zachid? The answer is is that we have not yet fully made a kinyan on this Yisoy that is started with the Rambam. We haven't fully there because Taka is above logic. The Yisoy of Arosi Torah Tavlin, we haven't fully there. Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, we understand how it makes us a better person. Torah, we don't understand how Torah takes care of Kas. We don't understand that. We don't understand how Torah takes care of. If I want to look at constantly, I'm stuck at looking at where we shouldn't be looking. We don't understand how Torah takes care of somebody who cheats in business. We don't understand how it takes care of the Torah. How does Kesef is murdered? How does Torah talk to that? I had a Rebbe, his name was a Moshe Rebbe, and I at least a little bit got this Yisoid. But when a person has this Yisoid, so every one of his chizik he has to stop thinking about Torah. Think about your Torah. What's the product? What's the product of your Torah? Is your Torah the way it's supposed to be coming out? The raw materials that you put into it. Does everyone here in the room, do they know how to read? First of all, coming out of the room, you know how to read a Gemara? Do you know how to read a Gemara? That's what it is. Do you know how to read a Gemara the right way? Do you know how many bochur in your life I meet who never really learned how to read or learned pshat? Go back to Shir. Think about going back to Shir. Think about learning how to read. This is even before what we're doing, what the thought process is. Put your money, put a dagger! Chazara. Last month we spoke about making Torah personal, writing. So you've been trying to understand. Rethink it. This is where it has to be some part of this. I wish to think about other things also. Of course, there's other things. Ben al Chaver is Kodesh Kadoshim. Ben al Chaver is Kodesh Kadoshim. But how could not part of your L be Torah? I'm waiting for this. Achas Sha'alti Re'ez Hashem. Oy Solah Akesh. Shifty Beveis Hashem Kodimei Chayai. That's the story we spoke about tonight. Because it's not Bechdi that we say this in Dovah Hashem. Dovah Melech asked a lot of things. But there was one thing that was a class himself. Avada, he asked for other things also. Avada, he wanted to be the Chaveroi. He wanted to be Masav Matin, he wanted to be honest in business. He shouldn't steal from people. All the list of what it means to be a kosher yid. But there was something that was achas. It was in its own class, it was exclusive. There was something that David HaMelech understood, it was the mafteach to every single other thing in the world, and that's Talmud Torah, Shivdi Beveis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayai. And the Yitzhahara chaps that Melech were coming to be good. And he says, okay, spend more on that, spend it on this, spend it on this, spend it on that, spend it on this. And he was the ikar and the center of the heart. Talmud Torah can never grow. Orosi later, Orosi, Yitzhara, I'm sorry, Orosi Torah Tavlinus. The Iker remedy, we don't put our Kriches. Here's what I started tonight. Explain this out, Shabbat, explain a little bit. We had a little bit to see the Gedorim of Orosi Torah, Orosi Yitzhara, Orosi Torah Tavlin. What is the Tavlin of the Torah? Shabbat Shabbat, a little bit tonight. For it, Dafka one of the Anahas Boris. This is supposed to be a kingdom that you walk out with. Every Chizik, everything you ever do. There's a lot of other things Yiddish got, but it also has to include Torah. It has to be also including Torah. Torah has to be in part of that. If it is, it's incomplete. The Torah is going to get you, the Sishon says. The Torah is going to get you.